you know, it's not too late to relocate. We don't know exactly the timetable of when things are going to happen. If you're looking for relocation, maybe out of a suburb or out of a city into a more rural area, believe it or not, there are still some very affordable places to move to. I mean, look at Oklahoma, for example. And you might think, well, oh, I don't want to live in Oklahoma. Well, hey, what are you looking for? You need to think about the future that's coming, not what's here right now. You don't want to be close to a city. You want to be far out in the country. You want to be in a place that has low taxation, low cost of living, and has a lot of people who are very self-reliant. Oklahoma is a great example of that, by the way, in certain parts of Missouri, the Ozarks, or southern Missouri, you know, would be a good example. All kinds of people in Arkansas that know how to take care of themselves, in certain parts of Louisiana, and, you know, many different areas all across the country. Heck, even in certain parts of rural Michigan, or the Dakotas for that matter, or Idaho. But make sure that you have a water supply. Now, you know, I run a lab and we've tested thousands of water samples. And you know, there are three sources of water. We've looked at them all in the lab. And I get this question all the time. Like, what's better? What water source is better? City water or well water? And then some people add in rainwater. And then there's also surface water, which is treated. So really, those are the four sources of water. Let's just real quickly go through what you want to look for. So city water, self-explanatory. Usually they're pumping it up out of a well. Often it can have a lot of hardness to it. And of course, it's contaminated with all kinds of chemicals that they use to kill the bacteria. So city water, not that great. Well water. The worst water possible is well water. It's contaminated with everything. There's no such thing as clean well water in North America. Maybe in certain rural areas of, I don't know, Alaska or somewhere, who knows. Maybe for hundreds of miles from civilization, somehow, possibly you could have a cleaner well. But even then, just the natural toxic elements in it, the arsenic, can be, you know, very bad, or the copper or the calcium or what have you. So well water, that should be your last resort for water. It's the worst water imaginable. Surface water is not as bad as well water. Surface water is essentially rainwater that is running off into ponds and streams and such. And you can capture it and you can treat it. And essentially the way that you treat surface water is you pump it through a container with a bunch of chlorine in it to kill everything, like the algae and the microbes. And then you take out the chlorine with a bunch of carbon. And that's how you end up with usable surface water. Some cities do this, by the way, instead of using well water. So surface water has a lot of pesticide and herbicide runoff. So it's not as dirty as well water, but it's also not a great choice. Your number one best choice, at least for human consumption, is rainwater. For irrigation, a good choice is surface water. So if you have a pond, or if you have a dam or a creek, and if you are able to tap into that, you know, legally, because water rights are a big issue in many areas, if you're able to tap into it and then irrigate an orchard or irrigate a garden or something like that, then that can be a really valuable thing. Just to have the right to have water to irrigate crops and grow food, that's going to be, you know, priceless coming soon. Rainwater is the very best thing for your own consumption, for showering, for drinking, for cooking, household use. The thing about rainwater is that it's very expensive to build rainwater capture and containment systems. If you want to store, let's say, 50,000 gallons of rainwater, you're going to spend about $50,000. Of course, it lasts a long time, and the quality of the water is really outstanding, but it's still a pretty big upfront chunk of cash, okay? Now, ideally, if you're building a new home, you would have your toilet flushing water be different from your drinking and cooking and showering water. So toilet flushing water, if you have separate water lines, you could easily use well water for that, or surface water, or city water, whereas you would reserve rainwater for your drinking and cooking and showering. If I were building anything new, that's exactly what I would do right now. And I would also have two different outs, two different, you know, sewage lines going out. I would have a gray water out for like dishes, you know, dishwashing. And then I would have a black water out, which is from the toilets. So shower water would go out with the gray water, and you can use that for irrigation. But black water, toilet water, well, you don't want that to go into your garden. Unless you're the city, in which case you sell the biosludge and let everybody poison themselves by tricking them into thinking it's fertilizer. But whatever, we're not going to do that. So as you're looking for land to relocate, water is the single most important element, in my view, moving forward. I mean, other than location, obviously. You got to be far away from the cities. You have to be out of the zombie range, basically. And then you got to have some form of water. Water is even more important than the soil, because soil can be amended. You can import soil, or you can make compost. You can grow some things without soil. You can grow hydroponically or sprouts or what have you. But water, if you don't have a water source, you just flat out don't have a water source. There's nothing you can do about it except building very expensive rainwater catchment systems. However, do keep in mind that under the philosophy of permaculture, you can build water catchment swales, as they're called, with the land, so you can retain more water and prevent water runoff. If you're in a county and a state where you can build a dam or build a tank, as we call them in Texas, and you don't need any special permission in Texas to build a tank, you just get out there with a bulldozer and with somebody who knows what they're doing, and hopefully you have enough clay and you build up a dam and you start catching water. That's a very smart thing to do, because you can use that water not only to support wildlife, which supports, you know, rabbits and all kinds of wild game and wild foods, but also then potentially you can tap into that for irrigation water. So if you've got a water source and decent soil, doesn't have to be great, but just enough space to plant some things, you're sitting on a gold mine in a collapse scenario. Now don't forget, you'll need a way to pump that water. There are PTO powered pumps that are powered by tractors. One of those is called the Gator pump, by the way. It just connects to the PTO and it just slings water. I mean, it pushes water through a giant tube. Or you can run a generator, and then you can have electric water pumps of all kinds, and you can have, you know, a regular electrical pump pressurized irrigation system. And then you might need to run the generator a few hours a day while you're pumping water around to water the plants, so you're going to need a lot of fuel for the generator, hence diesel storage. But if you've got all this figured out, you've got diesel, you've got a generator, you've got pumps, you've got water, you can grow food, you're sitting on a gold mine in that scenario. That's what you should be looking for, in my opinion, in terms of rural land. So something to keep in mind. Shop wisely. And stay out of the areas that are going to get nuked, that's for sure. Thanks for listening. Mike Adams here, The Health Ranger, Brighteon.com, and also naturalnews.com. Take care. All right, here's what we have new and exciting at healthrangerstore.com, and thank you for your support. We have new, completely reformulated stick packs of these drink mixes that are really amazing. Show what's on my desk here. So the first one is the ginger plus elderberry immune support drink mix. These can be dissolved in water or other drinks. They have a good dissolving capability, by the way. And the ingredients are really clean and simple. Now, these are not certified organic, but they are laboratory tested in our lab. And I want to show you, you know, we do heavy metals testing and we do glyphosate testing and so on. But look at the simple ingredients here. Elderberry concentrate powder, elderberry juice flavoring powder, inulin, that's a natural prebiotic fiber, instant ginger concentrate powder, vitamin C that's non-GMO, and then stevia. And that's it. Okay, it's super simple and it's real, no artificial colors, no artificial flavors, no garbage in here, no filler, just the simple ingredients that I mentioned there with an excellent taste that's tart, you know, it's got a nice berry flavor and it's got the non-GMO vitamin C and it's only sweetened with a little bit of stevia. So I think you'll enjoy that. We also have a tart cherry probiotics drink mix that you can see there on the top of your screen. And we have a collagen joint support with marine collagen, not bovine collagen.
So that's available right now as well. And then here's something really exciting. We now have for the first time, nattokinase. This is an enzyme that's very potent. A lot of people have been learning about this in the post-COVID era of, you know, good health and good cardiovascular support and all of that. So check out nattokinase, which is an enzyme that's actually derived from fermented soy, but it's fermented, so it synthesizes new natural molecules and enzymes, and that's how you get nattokinase. We have that available right now at healthrangerstore.com. And then finally, we have these certified organic freeze-dried cranberries in number 10 cans. We have many other fruits and vegetables also that are certified organic, laboratory tested, long-term storage in this format. You can find all of these, including our long-term storable food, Ranger buckets, mini buckets, and mega buckets at healthrangerstore.com. We thank you for your support. Oh, don't forget about Lion's Mane. Yeah, this is relatively new. A few weeks that we've had it in the store. Lion's Mane mushroom capsules. Organic Lion's Mane mushroom powder. This is my favorite functional mushroom. This is what I took after nearly severing my finger. And I use Lion's Mane as part of my, you know, protocol to regrow nerves and tissues and blood vessels and get back the functioning of my own index finger. So that was my introduction to the power of Lion's Mane. But it can help support your immune function. It's got a lot of other benefits supporting normal neurological function and so on. So check it out at healthrangerstore.com. So thank you for your support at healthrangerstore.com. We need your support in order to continue to build the infrastructure of human freedom. And not only are we working to provide you with healthy, nutritious, clean foods, but also, of course, we have brighteon.io, which is an uncensorable, decentralized free speech platform, but we also have brighteon.ai. And we're about to release a new language model that's trained on truth-based, reality-based content that I just looked at our internal scoring of that model yesterday, and it scores 94 out of 100 in our testing, which asks it questions about medicine, health, history, you know, politics, genders, reality, everything. 94 out of 100. The base models from companies like Microsoft or Mistral or Meta, the base models score about 50 out of 100. And our most recent model was scoring, I think it was 79 out of 100. And now we have a model that scores 94 out of 100. So these models are all available to you for free. Let me bring up the website, brighteon.ai. You can go there. You can download these models. Just enter your email, click register. You can download the language models free of charge and use them locally without charge. And it's like it's just open source language models that we build for you and release to the world. And it's a knowledge base because we've trained it on a tremendous amount of material on nutrition, natural health, gardening, survival skills, you know, food production, off-grid medicine, off-grid living, and so much more. And the way we build those is by investing in the infrastructure with the help of your support at healthrangerstore.com. So enjoy all of our products, enjoy the health benefits and health support that they offer, and feel good about knowing that you're helping to support us as we build the infrastructure for human freedom. Thank you for watching. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon.com. Take care.